At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Creative Energy does not tell you what this place is. Creative Energy is where you find yourself a hot spring spa, a Tylo sauna, or even a cold plunge. It's the place to go when you're seeking relaxation and a little bit of a haven in your own backyard. Everything you need to relax, recharge, make the most of the final days of summer. For more info, you can start at creativeenergy.com. They have a bunch of locations, so you can save big right now.
They know how to do it. So if you're someone, you know, thinking, oh, it's so much, they know what to do.
Yeah.
They'll tell you all the stuff.
They do a site visit. They have the people that you need to get everything situated and make sure that you're doing a good install. It's great. They're great. They were so easy and so fun because I felt the same way. I was like, well, we want it in this one place, but then we have to do this and that. And they were like, yeah, okay, well, we got this guy and he'll do this part. And then this guy comes out and does that part. And then boom, they deliver it.
And then you're in a hot tub nude.
Yeah, every day. Except when your kids are and then you have to put a bathing suit on. One of the days, though, I did go, just pull all the shades down and just don't look out the window.
You said that to him?
Mm-hmm.
And he went, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Thanks for the warning.
This just in. Our boy, Eddie.
Oh.
Who, again, Eddie, thank you for the
massive
help
Swiftie.
With the labubu. He's a massive Swiftie, though. And he said, for Taylor, 11 a.m., merch drops. 4 p.m., big announcements. 9 p.m. new music
for our time.
That's Taylor on the West Coast. Yes. So now you know if it's a 9 p.m. announce, new music's coming. 4 p.m. some kind of big news. Like,
yeah,
I'll be playing the Super Bowl. Not me, her.
She doesn't even need to announce it. I know it's true.
You know it's
there's
happening.
Not a doubt in my mind.
There's not a doubt in my mind either.
She didn't mince Easter eggs.
Yeah, she really did grab a whole dozen eggs on there.
Yeah. So anyway, now you know. And then I said, and you got the record, right? And he said, yes, I got both versions.
Oh.
I'm kind of bummed.
I'm sure you are.
I got the mint one. It's edgy.
How did it get into your box? You just didn't buy it fast enough?
I guess I didn't buy it fast enough. I got it on the bus ride home. I had it. And then I was in a waiting room.
Oh.
Bummer.
And then I don't even know.
Did you
get
the purple one or you didn't get?
No, I didn't get either.
You didn't get either.
No, if only I could enter our contest. Jane got one. She's giving it away.
I know. She's giving it away Friday at 5 o'clock. She was, and it's funny too, because she was actually freaking out that she got it. She was so excited. And then she went, you know what I should do? I should let a listener have this.
That's so cool.
I don't know if you and Jane talked about this, but she was singing your song. And I don't know who said it first, but she said, isn't it incredible to be alive and witnessing this right now? And I was like, that's what Bob said.
Yeah. We had a nice long chat.
Oh, you and Jane. Okay. Cause yeah. I was like, I feel like in two different rooms, I have heard the same word for word.
Oh yeah.
It's a miracle to be alive and witnessing this.
So bonding over Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah.
She was telling me about when she went to her house during the 1989 era.
Yeah.
And I was just hanging out everywhere.
Her New York pad. Is that story?
Yes. The Cordelia Street.
Oh,
apartment.
Goodness. Is that widely known?
Yeah, it's widely known.
Does she still have it?
I'm not a creep. That's a thing. It's
okay.
A thing.
All right.
She even has a song about it.
Oh.
But she had to sell it when she and Joe broke up.
Oh.
Which she promised to do in the song if they ever broke up. Then anyway.
You got to keep your promises. You just made it in the song.
Mm.
Is the whole Lover record about him?
Yeah.
Mm. It's very, very sweet. I love that record. Okay, spoiler alert.
Okay.
I expected that to say spoiler alert, but
That doesn't sound
just so like you know
the normal one, but okay.
Yeah. Well, it's on Nerd Alert. But didn't we have a spoiler alert one?
We did.
At some point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see it over here.
Well,
it's an alert.
A lot of stuff disappeared, didn't it?
Yes, it, you know, poof. Years of history and collections of sounds.
It's all right.
It is. So, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about Big Brother. Just briefly, Bob and I are both watching, and we're both completely caught up through this past Sunday. So, this is week 6, and I want to say that, again, spoiler alert, I wanted Rachel Riley to win the head of household so bad. I feel like my energy made her win.
Me too. Even though it had already happened
right
2 days before.
Which, by the way, you have to be really careful. Like if you Google anything about Big Brother, they will take the stuff from the live feed and tell you, like, I actually accidentally found out who won the power of veto for tomorrow night's show.
No. Tell me.
I won't.
No.
So last week, the power of veto was won by Catherine. She's this little blonde chick, and she's like with the cowboy dude.
She's in the
showmatch. Yeah, she did a showmatch with the weird cowboy guy. I am not getting that at all. Maybe, you know how some people just look great in real life and like they're just not photogenic? Like maybe that's him.
Some people have a presence that cannot be translated.
Captured on film, like at all. So anyway, they're sort of together. She wins the power of veto and she winds up not using it.
It's she didn't even use it? Yeah. I was kind of annoyed at that.
I wondered, there were a few missteps I thought last week. I mean, the biggest one was that the guys were up. So it was Keanu, who is, I just love him. I know you were saying you're not a huge fan, but I love Keanu. It was Keanu, Zach, and Vinny, who to me is a cross between my Vinny right here and my friend Pat. Like if you melded them together, you'd get this guy Vinny. Not personality-wise at all. Just like every time I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, that was Vinny. Oh, that was Pat. Oh, that was Vinny.
Mm.
Those three are on the block. She doesn't use it. But Zach has a secret power that he won in the very first night where he's got $10,000 and he can buy his way off the block. He would have had to give the
$10,000. Oh, that's a huge gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he would have had to give the $10,000 away. He would have had to give it to the head of household and then she'd have to name another replacement. And he felt pretty safe. And he didn't want to take the chance that someone in his alliance, this chick Morgan, who I just also adored. I just her hair, her face. I just love her. I would kill for hair like that. Her hair's wild.
No. I love the way she looks for sure. But I don't like her as a player.
I'm not loving her gameplay either. I'm with you. She feels like she's on the evil side of the house.
Yeah.
So he doesn't use it, and he's out with, I mean, he got his $10,000.
He wasn't going to make it anyway. The way he, this is not the first time where he was prioritizing a girl in the house. Well, I just really didn't want to put her in that position. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That's not how you play this
also,
game.
Also, gigantic crybaby. There are a few massive dude crybabies in this house. Like, I'm never that surprised when a chick is crying. I don't know. It's a double standard. But this guy, he's just, I'm like, you met that guy 3 days ago. Why are you crying? I don't understand.
Well, they have nothing to do except talk to each other.
I guess,
they can't even really sleep. They're barely real beds.
No.
So.
Some of those beds are just horrible. So Rachel Riley does win HOH.
I was rooting for her too.
Yeah.
And
it keeps it interesting.
And yeah, exactly. Because I love Vinny, but, and I know that Rachel is targeting him, but still I really wanted her to win. I didn't want Morgan to win.
No.
Like, I don't want to watch. Well, I just knew how it,
right. Oh my God. Those two together. Just like, I don't know what's going on with Mickey, but man, what a little dictator.
Yeah.
Like she gets a taste of power.
Because she thinks she's better than other people. She looks down on Ashley, and Ashley is starting to notice.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Mickey's how keeping her not? Around.
Like, I'll fill you in when I've made my decision. I'm like, what effing decision do you get to make, lady? Yeah. You're not that household.
Will has really grown on me.
I love Will. Will is like, he's just a dude who's sitting back and watching it. And has, and really, I feel like his family when I see Will. You know what I mean? Like he talks about his way, he calls her the chocolate drop.
Yeah.
And he really just, you know, he wound up getting this trip to London. He's talking about how he never gets to take her anywhere. And that's one, or they've been to some places, but that's one place that they've never been. And I'm with you. He's really grown on me. By the way, congratulations to Riley. She just, to Rachel Riley. She just, this was her record tying 7th career HOH
win. Oh, that's awesome.
I know. So she's like, and she is legendary.
Totally.
In this game. And even just the way she's playing, and she calls them all newbies. Okay, newbies.
It's hilarious. Oh,
this is the
You're demasculinating me.
I was hoping that Vinny would be able to pull out a way to get on Rachel's good side, but he didn't even try.
And Keanu's like, dude, flatter her.
I know.
Just try. Oh my God. They had this stare down that was like, and he's trying to smile and be nice. And she's looking at him like, when can I walk away from this conversation? Like, it was so awkward and uncomfortable, but I did like it.
She's like, he's her army, I think is how she's going to view him. Like, he can win competitions for me, which I think is smart.
Yeah.
He can't strategize though.
No, he's also a big crybaby. Ugh, stop crying, boys.
It's emotional, Sarah.
Okay, fine, I guess. I mean, I just feel like he broke down in front of like 3 people last week. And he goes, it's fake, it's all fake. I'm like, is it though? It doesn't feel that fake. Anyway, there you go. There's a little bit of tomorrow there'll be a power veto that may or may not be used. Then there'll be an eviction on Thursday. And as of right now, it's Vince. Who's on the block right now? It's Vince, Mickey.
And Morgan.
And Morgan. So one of them.
Is Vince also Vinny?
Vinny, yes.
Oh, same guy, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, you're Vinny, he's Vince. He's always.
Well, no, I just, you know, I didn't know if there were two.
Nope. Okay. Those three are an alliance. So, and not that it's necessarily absolutely known, but they're clearly working together. And Rachel was like, well, I'm getting rid of one of these people. I was so glad she won because I really do. I want her to go far. Okay. Next up is, I want to tell you a really quick thing here. Mr. Beast, who I don't really know that much about, but he seems to have tons of money and he throws it around. He says, would you live in this prison with a federal criminal for $500,000? And he is at the prison, and apparently he's got 2 guys in there right now. But if they walk out, they can leave anytime they want. But if they do, and they're in the orange and they're working out and doing all this stuff, and if they do leave, they give up the $500,000. One of them's a cop. And
one of the
2 people who have gone in, they've taken the challenge. So, but I did think that is food for thought, like federal prison for $500,000, it might not be worth it. Like,
because it's like whoever lasts longest, last man standing.
That's what it seemed like. Yeah, he put up, he just put up a little video. So if you follow Mr. Beast,
I don't know. When you say, you may know this, I don't know. And I've watched a lot of Law and Order. I've done a lot of studying, but I don't know if federal prison is worse than, say, the local county. Or
I thought federal was where they put the really bad people, and that's where like Oz happens.
Okay.
I don't know
if federal is, I mean, that's,
to me, that's the bad one.
Did Martha Stewart go to federal prison for her? I thought that was more white collar crime.
She did
federal
go
prison.
I don't know. I believe there are federal facilities where they do put white collar criminals, or like a little bit, like, what do they call it? Camp Cupcake.
Sure.
I don't know though, if that was a federal facility. Okay. It was definitely like a, you know, this is a maximum security.
Okay.
This, and you, as you see, he's right in front of it. Like, you see it, there's the gates, you know, with the bar, the razor wire, all the stuff.
And has the regular prisoners, have they been told, you know, the real prisoners, have they been told, do your worst to these guys?
I don't even know if they know that these guys are imposter prisoners. I don't know. It's a very quick little video that he put up. But to me, the question is, would you go live in a federal prison, in a prison with a federal
for
criminal?
How long?
100 days. Oh. They make it 100 days, they get the money.
Both of them? If they both make it, they both get a half a
but
mil?
It seems like.
Mm. Well, there you go. If you want more, go see Mr. Beast, because he is, it's almost like he's living through.
And so he's filming that, and it's being aired on his YouTube channel?
You know, probably. There were definitely lots of different clips of the guys doing different things. And you're supposed to, one of the questions you ask him, can you guess which one of these is actually a cop?
Hmm.
So anyway, that's just something to think about. For $500,000, would you be like, yeah, all right, I'll give it a chance. I'll give it a shot. So Brittany, we see her.
Spears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brittany, we see her bad, bad dance moves, and we see her dead eyes all the time. But it's so rare we get to hear her bad, bad singing. So today's our lucky day. You know, last week there was a video of her. I never got to it, but she does these dancing videos and she wears terrible outfits and stares with her dead eyes at the camera and moves her arms and legs as though she knows some dance moves, but really just seems more like she's, I don't know, got ants on her or something. And her boobs like slipped out of this thing. And so she put little daisies over the, where I guess she thinks nipples are. Cause one of them's like down on the bottom and another one's sort of more like in the middle of her sternum. It's all these weird things. That one is, that's not the one I'm thinking of, but yeah, I mean, she, you know, she dances on, this is the one right here where she's just,
she, so is she singing right there?
No, this is the one from last week where she's, just very, it's like the least sexy thing you've ever seen in your life.
Which is crazy because she used to be a great dancer.
Oh my God, like the best dancer. She was amazing.
Well, and she.
Oh, did you see? She was showing her areolas.
I'm not into her. I do remember though, when I first worked with Icky, he was 20.
Yeah.
Or he was 20, I think. And he was like, yeah, I had her poster in my room when I was a little boy. I love her.
Yeah.
And I thought,
there are people who are like, she's it.
Really?
Is he a millennial? Are they up to 45 right now? 30 to 45 or something?
He's definitely over 40 because I was calling him kid. And he said, bro, I turned. And I went, oh.
Boy, have I gotten older too? So anyway, back to Brittany. So we get to hear her incredible singing voice. So she's trying to, it looks like she's setting up for one of her terrible dances. You can see the ring light that she's got and she's making adjustments and stuff. And then she just sort of starts singing and you're like, oh, this is why you never get to hear her singing anymore.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. I think here we go. Crank it up. No, I light it up to tell. Because we both know what I'm about to go. Know it very well. Because I know that he knows I'm faithful. Yeah. I'm not sure what she's also saying, but I did go, oh yeah, that's right. She sucks at singing. I forgot about that.
It's weird. Her tummy kind of looks like mine, but I think I'm a fat ass. So why is she?
Yeah.
You know, it's just hanging over the
it's, I swear to God, it's like, are there no mirrors in that
that's
place?
I'm looking at that going, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought. If you can just
Britney Spears level,
put it on video and put it out nationally. Like, here I am with my shorts barely on.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bob said this morning as we were looking at that, she's like, it's like she's a 13-year-old and she doesn't quite know how she's coming off to the world. Like, she's
she has mental illness.
Yes. She's, no question.
There's no question that she doesn't know how she's coming off to the world.
It's very,
it's almost innocent. I don't know. She's not hurting anybody.
No.
Her kids are long grown at this point, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully they had other adults around.
I'm sure she has, what do we call that, arrested development? I'm sure all people who find success or drugs at a very young age find themselves stunted.
Feels like she found both.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I always think about there was an audition tape that she did for The Notebook. And we expected to watch it and just laugh our asses off. And I went, holy crap, I think she could have done it.
She crushed that little moment.
It was stunningly good. And I did, and I thought, oh no, you know, this is what has happened to her. It's wicked sad.
Wow.
All right, there you go. We'll end on a sad note. All right, Vin, what do you got coming up in the news?
So I told you, it might be 2 weeks ago now, that I saw the most incredible facelift on this lady. And it was about this. The story was about surgery tourism or doctor, whatever they call that. And I found the lady, and there's another one, a dude this time. And the surgery is so transformative that it will make you say, I'm going to get surgery after these.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from our show, The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications.
Nice.
Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Okay. That's jumpstartmd.com. Okay. So my first story, I got a couple things happening here in real time that I was like, oh my gosh. But I will begin with the surgery because I teased you with that. So my first story, and you're going to want to get a ticket to Guadalajara, Mexico immediately because you're going to go look at this, the results of this surgery and go, what the?
Okay.
So I saw this lady that I'm about to mention and we'll put the pictures up somewhere.
Okay. We'll put them on the Facebook page.
Okay, great. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check it out. Here's what BuzzFeed says. This man's Mexico facelift has everyone's jaws on the floor. Over 6 million people can't even process what they're seeing. So this is the dude, and I'd already mentioned this lady. This lady was the first one I saw.
Okay.
She's 51. Her name's Michelle Wood, and she went and got work done in Guadalajara, Mexico. They call this, what do they call that? Medical tourism?
Yeah.
Okay. She saved herself tens of thousands of dollars and transformed her entire look. They say she's 51. She looks older than 51. And after the surgery, she looks 30.
30 is the exact age I would have said.
Can you see the difference there, Sarah? Am I crazy for being like,
not crazy.
I'm floored.
It's almost too young.
It's changed her whole thing. Like she's got the frown face.
Yep.
And then
everything's dripping down. The neck is looking all crepey. The forehead looks lumpy. And like if she frowned a little, it would crease up.
Her story went mega viral. So there's a chance you've already seen these photos I saw it and then went, oh my gosh, I don't even believe in doing face surgery. But if you can get results like this. And then the next photo is of the dude. And this just came out.
And you say this guy's like in his 50s?
This guy, let's see
here.
Looks
like a cool dude. He's balding on top. He's got short, sort of grayish silver hair. Very kind eyes.
He's 56. Okay. David Dixon got a facelift a little over a year ago. The photo you're looking at now is right before his surgery.
All right.
And that is him healed.
Whoa.
He took 20 years off his, with
easily.
The neck thing.
Yes. The neck thing is the thing.
He got a jawline now that anyone in their 50s would kill for.
Yes.
He snatched.
Give me that, right?
He snatched?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Snatched? It's like you're...
Snatched youth out of the air?
Oh.
You're trim. You're all like kind of sucked in, you know?
When you see... Go to our Facebook page and take a look at this because I realize we're talking about pictures, but this is...
Send me the link. I can put it up.
When you see those... Like surgery's gone wrong, you just go, yes. Oh.
Well, that's the problem.
Oh, gosh.
You see those all the time.
They ruined you.
Mm.
You don't look like anything that could happen in real life at all.
It is outrageous, the difference in these photos.
Sometimes it looks, the surgery that people get, they look way more like they're from the Hunger Games city.
The capital.
The capital.
Right, where everyone's had everything done.
Where it's a damn joke. I got my lips blown up. I'm trying to be a duck. Like, they're
obviously
doing it on purpose, though. Like, in now...
Can I see the before picture again?
It's unbelievable.
He's got... I mean, everything, it is unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable.
Guadalajara, Mexico is where these people went. They saved tens of thousands of dollars. Now, look, I'm not a fan of face surgery. I wouldn't want my kids to get it. I don't want my wife to get it.
I might have to get it.
I wouldn't encourage anybody to do this. But when you see these photos, you might go, I don't need him to encourage me. That says it all.
Right. It's crazy. I've been thinking about the, remember last week I was showing you the Ricky Lake pictures? Like, she also had just an incredibly great facelift. I feel like part of me is like, what's the point? What's the point of that? And the other part of me is like, okay, that guy looks amazing. But the problem is you're not guaranteed amazing. You could just wind up looking jacked.
In this situation, I think you would find yourself doing more, being more likely to get out
feeling
there.
Feeling more self-confident.
Yeah, I think they don't look ruined at all.
No.
They don't have that, oh God.
What have you done?
Yeah, they really do have a cleaned up look. But anyway, yeah. That is what I was talking to you about like 2 weeks ago, is the lady, because I went,
yeah.
She looks, I don't know, 70?
It's incredible.
In one of the photos and 30 in the other.
Oh. Right. And you said she's like around 50?
She's 51 and he's 56.
Yeah, they look amazing. Never show this to John. John's always like, I need to get my neck done. I need to get my neck done. Like, don't do anything. I think you're perfect the way you are.
Well, that's good of you to say. Mm. I feel the same way about the missus. Like, I would be bummed if she started going. I wouldn't tell her no, but that's sort of that conversation you have with your partner where, and that's where how the whole neck tattoo thing came up. I mentioned to her, isn't that the ultimate compliment if I got your name tattooed on my neck? And her overreaction, you know how you guys say we don't listen and that's why you got to beat us over the head with stuff? Isn't that what you told me? This was one of those moments where she made it clear she absolutely never wants me to do that in the history of the entire world. Do not.
Hard no.
Hard no. And I was like, what could be more complimentary than that? And she just was adamant.
Yeah.
Gross. I would never want you to. Gross. Sheesh.
I'd start buying you turtlenecks.
I was.
Suddenly you're a scarf guy.
I mean, that's how that whole subject came up. I don't know if I told you that story. We're talking at a party and I mentioned it to her and she was just so over the top against it. And I'm sure it was her way of making sure I knew her opinion and there was no on the fence about it.
I don't have to tell you this opinion 50 times.
But as I looked around the room and Trina was one of the, I went to, oh, would you? And she's like, sure, why not? I went, not everybody is completely grossed out by a neck tattoo. Some people see that it's, there's some.
A tribute.
A tribute. Mm. Ouch.
Be careful.
Oh, I missed the thing. Anyway,
only have to touch
I know,
so
but
lightly.
I'm really excited. Yes, a tribute. How do you see it any other way? John comes home with Sarah on his neck. He's into you.
You know, I feel like if he did come home with it on his neck, I would just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. I'd just be like, you got to be kidding me.
Now.
Like, I wouldn't break up with him over it.
Right.
But it would be like, oh, what have you done?
The same is true, though. If she said to me, I'm thinking about getting someplace pierced.
Oh.
I would say, I really don't want you to do that.
Mm.
I'm not going to not, you know.
Enjoy that area anymore.
But
we're,
I don't.
We're talking about the same place, right?
Yes. Okay. Any either the either spot, I would be like, I don't. That those spots don't need decoration.
No.
At all.
Right.
None.
Neither does your neck.
And that opinion has come across clearly.
Good point.
That's why we're teasing her about it at parties now, because my wife's super chill, fairly quiet, and in that moment she just made it far too clear.
Because men don't understand the subtle that we were talking about last week.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
I can't just drop hints. Hints don't work. You know what you gotta do? A lot of time you have to tell like a friend of yours. Make sure he knows that this is what I want. I've dropped 50 hints. I really don't think he's picking up what I'm putting down.
Right. Well, don't worry.
Yeah.
I picked it up.
I'll let all my girlfriends know I want him to tattoo Sarah on his neck.
So listen to this next story.
I'm ready.
Because I didn't know this, and you might go, how do you not know that? You're a South Bay guy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Blaze breaks out Monday night near the Eggo Waffle Plant.
No, I didn't know the Eggo Waffle Plant.
In San Jose.
You know what? I would like to say officially on behalf of the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, thanks for making the Eggos, San Jose, because man, do I love Eggo waffles.
Crews on Monday night battled a vegetation fire near the Eggo waffle plant in San Jose. The blaze broke out, blah, 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 blah. There's an Eggo waffle plant in the South Bay.
Thank you, San Jose.
And I had no idea. Now I had to do some research.
All right.
I looked up Eggo waffles origins. Eggo waffles were invented in San Jose, California.
Thank you, San Jose.
By the Dorsa brothers. Frank, Anthony and Sam Dorsa. Initially, they produced Eggo mayonnaise and later expanded to waffle batter and dry mix. The brothers then developed a machine to produce frozen waffles, which were originally named Froffles. That was a fast fact
Froffles.
One time.
Froffles, yes.
And yet it didn't say, oh, these are, and none of our texters said, and you know.
By the way, they're a San Jose invention. Like everybody, I mean, there's plenty of frozen waffles you can buy now, but man, I love Eggos. Lego my Eggo.
They were later renamed Eggo due to the eggy taste. The Kellogg Company eventually acquired the Eggo brand in the late 60s, but they continue to be produced
on the machines they made down in San Jose. San Jose.
And then I look up another thing, and yeah. I don't have it in front of me anymore because I close windows and then go, ah,
Just look in your history.
I can't.
It's usually right if you just
but, I know,
right,
but people, so people were writing on Reddit that near the factory, you can, every other day or something is when they make them.
Oh.
And so you can smell them for miles. Mm. And I thought, how is this never?
Smells like breakfast around here.
Crossed my desk. Not once.
And you lived in San Jose for a while. I wonder if it's just like somewhere in like the industrial zone. And
I don't know, but
and maybe
I'm
they don't
surprised.
Have like a big, they're like, well, we don't want people coming in here trying to get our waffles from us.
Even now that I don't live in San Jose, I'm way more in the South Bay. I shop over the hill and we go over the hill all the time. Mm-hmm. We're in San Jose a lot. I was there yesterday meeting our guy, Eddie, and I was driving around going, oh, my wife used to work there and over there.
Mm.
She's had like 7 jobs in the time I've known her.
Yeah.
But that's tech.
Yeah.
You know, you move up. You move out.
A headhunter, once they know you and know that you will work out, they go, I know someone for you.
Mm-hmm.
She's not even looking for a job. It's like, this one pays double. Okay, I'll take it.
Right. Exactly right.
You'll also work double the hours.
But that's one of the things that I always forget when I'm not cruising around those like 237, that's a freeway over there.
Yeah.
You look around and go, there's a million tech companies in big, giant buildings. Never heard of it.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes you'll see the sign on the side of a building and go,
what's that?
I really do seem to have some money. That is a large building with their
name. But, you know, we've got a giant middle finger in town. People, they have ads now, so people are more aware of Salesforce, but in general, that's not.
The average person doesn't use that.
It's not publicly used. Right. It's used in business. Mm. The end. So, you know, for the building, you go, Salesforce.
Whoa.
What is that?
Right. Do they make gadgets of some kind that everyone must have?
No.
And replace weekly?
No, they don't.
Mm.
Here are some words that have been added to the Cambridge Dictionary. So you're on the
cutting edge of the English language.
Thank
Got
you.
It.
Skibbity.
Oh, yeah. Skibbity.
They define it as a word that can have different meanings, such as cool or bad, or it can be used with no real meaning as a joke. That's I use the word huckabuck the very same way. Colder than a huckabuck.
Mm.
Hotter than a huckabuck. Both work.
Mm.
It's just a...
Just a word.
Just a word to put in the space and you know. DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Short for delusional.
DeLulu. I haven't heard that either.
Mm.
I like it though. Don't be so DeLulu.
Trad wife.
Oh, yeah.
Short for traditional wife. A married woman who stays home doing cooking, cleaning, and has children that she takes care of. Mm. Trad wife.
That's probably makes her own sourdough, too.
Yeah. And talks about it 60% of the time.
What a liar. She's such a liar. I mean, I know she was just putting out a Easter egg, but total lie in order to make that Easter egg work for her needs.
Be careful what you'd say about Miss Swift, Vincenzo.
Do you think she really makes sourdough?
Yeah, for sure. She's a big baker.
She is a baker.
You think that?
Yeah.
I'm not even a Swiftie, and I know she bakes.
You do?
Mm.
Why?
I just have heard it. You know, she'll like gift you homemade baked goods.
Okay. Broligarchy.
Oh, broligarchy.
Zuck and Musk are both members. It's a term for tech bros who are extremely powerful and have or want
friendship,
political influence.
Mm. He's a broligarch.
I swear, I think about it all the time. There we are in Hawaii, and we've got this app. As we drive around, it's connected to maps, and it's telling you all the things that are... It's a dude who does this. I can't remember the name of it either, but it was really cool. So we're listening to this guy.
Giving you like the local
interests.
And
over to the left, you'll see this thing. And on the right, there's a guy who owns a website who had visited this beach and bought it.
Mm.
And I'm like, a website? And then he goes on to say, you may have used the site yourself. It's called Facebook. And I just went, this is one of the spots. Zuckerberg, they say he walked out onto that beach and went, I'll take it. Who does that? Broligarchs do.
Broligarchs. Yeah. Oh, probably didn't even set him back 1% of his entire net worth.
Not at all. And it probably doesn't even connect to the other parts of the island he bought. It's just...
Well, he owns a lot on Kauai. Were you on Maui when you were doing this?
No, I was on Kauai.
You were on Kauai. So what's the name of that app? It sounds great. I'm going to Hawaii soon.
Are?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, I'm going in 2 weeks. That's the days off I took over Labor Day.
You're only going for 4 or 5 days?
Mm-hmm. I think we're only going to really be there for 3 full days.
Why?
We're meeting my sister and my brother-in-law.
He got more time?
I did just take a 2-week vacation. I mean, we have had some vacation. And they're only going to be there for a little while because he got the trip through work. It's like
Jimbo?
One of those incentive things where a lot of people get that.
Yeah. Hi, Jimbo. You're listening, I know.
Yeah. I don't know if he won it or it was just like available to them.
Rad. Okay, I'll find it.
Yeah, because we're going to drive. He's got the car. We're going to drive
super fun, super cool. Even we'll go, you know, this restaurant's good. This one's not what it used to be. Don't eat there. It's like a lot of stuff.
There's a great fish restaurant coming up. You want a good bowl of pokey?
I got a couple texts.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Brittany is DeLulu.
She is DeLulu. Perfect.
Good point.
The Eggo Factory is apparently at McKee and 101.
I have never heard that.
Does it have Eggo written huge on the side of it or anything?
I doubt it. Mm. And someone else said that they've been to the Salesforce Tower, and apparently they've got a big park up in it with a brewery and a pizza place.
Is that the one that goes across the road there?
That is pretty. I don't know, there's trees
growing 3 stories in the air. It's incredible.
Very New York City.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big...
Like a Greyhound terminal underneath it,
yes,
or something.
Uh-huh.
And then above it is this incredible park.
Well, they have money and they spent it to build a tower.
I bet they legally had to include like public access areas.
For sure. Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah.
Good.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Taylor, is that scandalous?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.